We're going to start talking about a very important topic because it's the topic for me that had a great impact in my journey of rehabilitation, revitalization to accelerate where I wanted to be. I elevated my awareness to surrounding myself with the right people. And the foundation of any successful life or business is built on the relationships, the relativity to one another, this infinite, unified, abundant system of thought where individuals create a collective consciousness, creating the mind that impacts the brain. And remember, the mind of the brain is like time to a clock. And chapter one of understanding this dives us into a perspective in order to utilize a importance, a prioritization in our lives, a non-negotiable prioritization of surrounding ourselves with what people do, say, think, feel, and believe. And those people need to do, say, think, feel, and believe aligned with where we want to be or better. And we want to identify the individuals that are interfering with where we want to be or better because they're interfering with the meaning of our past by elevating a snapshot, a judgment, a condition of the past, or limiting our own self-image or our imagination with their beliefs or words or thoughts or feelings. And we need to shorten the distance of resistance created by other people. I've named those people, whether it's offensive to you or not, dicks. The title of my book is Don't Do Business with Dicks. You need to surround yourself with the right people, the right idea. You have to align the intentions of other people with the intentions of you to do, say, think, feel, and believe where you want to be or better. Don't let other people limit the meaning that you give your past by projecting themselves or your snapshot of who you used to be onto where you're going in your divine direction and limiting your self-image or your imagination. Those who interfere with your energy, your potential, your self-image, are interfering with your happiness. Success, fulfillment, passion, purpose, and profitability begin with understanding the relativity, the dynamics of these relationships, and learning to discern who belongs in what team. Who belongs on what team according to what position you want to play on that team. You see, it's not just the five people you surround yourself with that you'll aggregate the bank account, the emotion. That's not true. You have different teams. So you have a family team. What position do you want to play on your family team? And who do you want to surround yourself with on the family team? You may have a finance team. You may have a certain topic, subject matter, expertise team, your golf team. You may have another one that's your faith team. And we need to determine according to the relativity of those people, the associations that we give it, and how much through the bleeding and feeding in the relationship does it feed me? I'm going to repeat that. How much in the bleeding and the feeding in the relationships does it feed me? It's not just somebody bleeds you, so they're bleeding you. No, our children bleed us, our parents bleed us, but in that bleeding is a feeding, and we need to be beyond just the obvious surface layer of bleeding and feeding. We have to extract. How much are we gaining, learning, finding the light, the love, and the lessons in the feeding and the bleeding? So relativity association and the bleeding feeding of feeding. And so we start in this understanding of the teams that we belong to and the positions that we play, relativity association, feeding and bleeding, in understanding in our divine direction who is supporting us aligned with what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. So we have to start with some foundational truths. Every meaningful relationship begins with the self-awareness and the value alignment to take action and adjustment. We want to be responsible, attract, and participate in the perception with the right people according to the teams and the positions that we want to play in. And in order to do so, we must cultivate those relationships. We must put a certain amount of certainty into those relationships, which is time. We need to pay attention and give intention to those relationships every day a week. That's why I give a minimum amount of time, non-negotiable, non-negotiable meaning non-circumstantial, to the most prioritized relationships in my life. My mom, my wife, my daughters, my son, my closest relatives. And I have a value alignment to take a value direction trajectory or action in order to facilitate always adapting and adopting to the alignment of that adaption or adoption. And so the four things that I need to align with on every team that I play with, regardless of position that I play and the relativity association, feeding and bleeding, is the number one value that has to be aligned in my divine direction, which is gratitude. In every team that I play for, by subject matter, topic, or expertise in which I'm pursuing or helping others pursue, because the fastest way to get to where I want to be is to help other people get to where they want to be, or find someone that's already sitting in the situation to help them get to where I want to be, is recognizing and appreciating, adding value to the light, love, and lessons, the good behaviors in every situation and relationship. So gratitude becomes one of the core foundational principles, as it is in my life, to align with all the people I surround myself with according to the subject matter, topic, or expertise. The second one is empathy. In order to surround myself with the right people, with the right intention, I need to forgive myself for when I let other people down or I miscommunicate intentionally or unintentionally. Therefore, I will be humble and at ease for when people do the same to me. Understanding, not changing others on a deeper and more meaningful level, utilizing empathy is the second foundational value that needs to align intentionally with the groups of people, the teams that I play for, and the position that I play. The third one, accountability, allows me to have control of these relationships and control of the people that I surround myself in the position that I play with the intention that I'm in. By taking full accountability, awareness, and ownership of the intentions and the outcomes, consequences, results, and coincidences. By asking myself, what did I do? And resulting in, and what am I supposed to learn from it? What did I do to be responsible for this? And what am I supposed to learn from it? What did I do to attract this to myself? And what am I supposed to learn from it? What did I do to participate in the perception of this? And what am I supposed to learn from it? Taking accountability gives us control of every team that we play for and position that we play. And the consequences, results, and coincidence are never punishment, because they automatically, through accountability, by utilizing gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons, and empathy to be at ease in those lessons by forgiving ourselves and others, allows us to facilitate control of the consequences, coincidences, results, and outcomes. And then finally, understanding the effective communication that's necessary for each team, league, or organization in the context of what position that we play in the divine direction that we want to be in or better. Effectively communicating with others is an understanding of that unified, abundant, infinite system of intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. This unified system of intention is facilitated by aligning our values in the divine direction, which makes all the detours, circumstances of the day divine in their nature, and then empowers them through gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability to be full of light, love, and lessons, which makes it protection, promotion, love, and perfection, not punishment. But none of this exists in those values and the alignment of the values unless we understand that the effective communication that's most important is not the effective communication within the context of the unified, abundant, infinite system of intention with each other, the surrounding ourselves with people, but understand the relationship of the mind to the brain in the respect that we now effectively communicate first with the mind, the my cloud, the Akashic records, the infinite, abundant, unified system that is empowered by something bigger than us, an omniscient and all-powerful and all-knowing source of energy that we interfere with. And in order to effectively communicate in the divine direction with these teams of people that we surround ourselves with and allotting ourselves a position on that team, we now must shorten the distance of resistance of the inspiration from the all-powerful and almighty that loves us more than our mom. When we embody these four principles and align them on the teams, leagues, and organizations that we play for in the positions that we desire in the divine direction, that we exude or ease a magnetic authenticity, a higher level of enlightenment that draws also closer to us in accountability, in the responsibility, attraction, and participation and procession of the right people into our lives. Conversely, we will repel, protect ourselves, promote ourselves away from those that are not aligned with these values that we are intentional about. And therefore, not only will protect or repel them from us, they will also protect and repel people of like energy, frequency, or neighborhood away from us as well, creating less resistance in what and where we want to be or better. Understanding these great principles aligned with the understanding of how important it is to surround ourselves with the right people in the right places and teams and positions, according to the Relativity Association, and of course, the bleeding and feeding, we have to understand relativity in itself. As Einstein famously said, everything is relative. The people around you have a profound impact on your perspective, your energy, and also the coincidences, the outcomes, the circumstances that exist in your life. So we need to consider the relativity of the family dynamics, friendship, professional connections, influence, daily decisions that we make in an overall direction, because it's this relativity that will limit our meaning and limit our image or self-imagination or self-image. Even well-meaning advice from others can be detrimental if it doesn't align with our divine. And so utilizing and understanding the relativity in relationships is understanding humility, because there's only two types of people that we surround ourselves with. We surround ourselves with ignorant people, people that don't know what they don't know, and ignorant people, people that don't know what they don't know. Now, we want to surround ourselves with ignorant, humble people that admit they don't know what they don't know and just give us questions and suggestions in order to align the divine direction, divine detours, and divine time so that we get the aggregation, acceleration, and the compounding impact that it will have. But it's the ignorant, arrogant people. Not the ignorant, arrogant people that you may necessarily think about, the ones that attack you, the ones that are obvious, the ones that today, quote unquote, they call haters. Those are obvious. They should not bother us. We know what their intentions are. But the relativity in relationships that I have found to be the most detrimental in this infinite, abundant, unified system of intention is the people who love us the most. Because that's who we go to in need of advice and counsel. And when they love us the most, that means that they're willing to die for us or lie in front of a bus for us. They love us more than they love themselves, which means they're more scared for us than they are for themselves. Therefore, the advice and counsel that they give us is based off of an ignorant and arrogance of fear for you, which means it's not aligned with the divine. The detours will only accelerate or create more resistance, and they will not create the outcomes that you want. They actually will inhibit them. And so understanding Einstein, that everything is relative, even the relatives that love us the most are relative in the fact that their motivation is one of fear for you. So they're going to give you advice based off of fear, which is scarce in its nature and creates a distance of resistance between where you want to be and better. What I want you to do is think about the teams that you play on in the position that you want to be in and where you're seeking the who you could help to get to where they want to be or better, or who's helping you, and make sure that the people that are helping you and that you helping others are based off of ignorant humility, that we don't know what we don't know. But here's the questions and suggestions that I would ask in order to facilitate a divine detour in the divine direction with divine time. And when we realize that prioritization, the importance of knowing the relativity of the subject matter topics and expertise and the teams we want to play on and the positions that we want to play on, we will be able to identify the people that are interfering with, in other words, identify the dicks, because not all the dicks are obvious. Some are disguised as friends, families, mentors, colleagues. There's the energy vampires that we feel responsible, that we enable. There's the naysayers that no matter what are based in fear and can tell us what we can't do, limiting the meaning of the past and our self-image. There's the toxic enablers that encourage harmful habits. This is where I fell down. I surrounded my people that were encouraging habits or behaviors that we're interfering with. I call them bad habits or bad behaviors. The only difference between good behaviors and bad behaviors is good behaviors are aligned with where we want to be or better. Bad behaviors interfere with it. My good behavior may be your bad behavior. Your bad behavior may be my good behavior, just determined upon our divine direction of where we want to be or better, so that we don't limit the meaning of the past or resist the meaning of the past or our own self-image. We need to have powerful strategic connections. The right relationships not only enrich our lives, but amplify our success, because those people are on teams, leagues, and organizations and play the positions to help us get to where we want to be, whether they're mentors, coaches, or teachers. A mentor can give us the directions of where they already are. A teacher can explain to us how to get there, and a coach can bring out the best of us so we can do that in an accelerated manner. And when we align those values and our aspirations and understanding how that works, when I ran Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment, I learned the importance of surrounding myself with the people who shared the unified, abundant, infinite system of intention. Even in high pressure situations, like negotiating a $900 million deal to move the St. Louis Rams to and back to California when Georgia Frontier owned the team, I found in that pressure situation alone, but yet searched and found team members of Lee Steinberg in order to effectuate getting me to where I want to be, which gave me the inspiration for this book. When Lee Steinberg, who was held up at rehab and couldn't be in the meeting to understand how to do this, he simply said, always be fair. Don't negotiate to the last penny, and don't do business with dicks. And from that day, in the mid-2000s, I have stood by my recovery, the rehabilitation and reinvigoration and the revitalization that was necessary to surround myself with the right people and play on the right teams and play the right position where I could help others get to where they wanted to be and others could help me get where I wanted to be by utilizing and building alliances and spheres of influence with incredible people like Jeff Morad, like Warren Moon, like Troy Aikman and Steve Young, and many, many more. One of the most transformational experiences in collaborating with a mentor has taught me the values of fairness, integrity, and decision and decisiveness of action. To understand that purposeful, definite purpose, as well as understanding the control of impulse. And these principles guided me through hyper complex negotiations and helped me to build and rebuild the allies that have elevated me and others. Creating a neighborhood, creating a supportive network, of building a robust family neighborhood network that requires intentionality of an alignment of subject matter, topic, and expertise, alignment of gratitude, empathy, accountability, and the effective communication of inspiration. And there are three strategies that I use in order to build my neighborhood of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other, people that will buy from each other and sell for each other for life. Nothing will make a more successful venture than people buying from you and selling for you for life. Number one, ask, seek out mentors who inspire and challenging you. Ask, seek out mentors, people who sit in a situation that you want to be in, and have them inspire you and challenge you. Two, engage with the community in a productive, accessible, and gracious way. Align the values and the divine direction, detours, and time with the neighborhood and the community in order to facilitate greater value according to subject matter, topic, or expertise. And then finally, invest. Invest your time, your energy, and your money into the relationships that are prioritized or aligned most in the divine direction. Expand your meaning of the past and your self-image. That investment will give you an exponential return. You must, in that context, be very guarded of your energy. It is the most valuable asset that you have. Time and energy, space are all valuable energies and resources that we need to protect from those three categories of energy vampires, naysayers, and toxic enablers. And we need to understand that this valuable resource, this valuable asset, will protect us and protect others by crucially enabling focus and productivity and maintaining the intention of where we want to be or better by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, and having others around us do, say, think, feel, and believe in alignment with the divine of where we think we want to be or better. This involves understanding the frameworks, the practices, and the boundaries of being able to allow people to fall away or even fire them from our life, and feeling no obligation, just invitation, in order to facilitate the enhancement of the relativity of others around us by prioritizing the relationships that energize us by the feeding or bleeding. I want to reiterate this because people get confused. Just because someone bleeds you doesn't mean they don't energize you. If you've ever had a baby, all they do is bleed you, but they energize you. If you have children, most of the time they bleed you, but they energize you. If you have older parents, they will bleed you, but energize you. They will give you purpose. They will inspire you to be a better person, to bring the best out of ourselves, to have the desire that you must be what you can be. I want you to take inventory of your energy every day. I want you to review the relationships that you have, the non-negotiable ones, like the mom and the siblings and the wife and the closest relatives to us. I want you to review the daily interactions and activities to see if they are energy vampires, naysayers, or toxic enablers. And I want you also to identify what energizes you, what you desire, and what you desire to be. And then also see what interferes with it. Know your divine direction of what you want, who can help you, and how to get it done according to the circumstances of the day, and also according not to the circumstances of the day. Some behaviors, good behaviors, have to be non-circumstantial. For me, it's my sleep, my family, my finance, my faith, just to name a few. Regardless of the circumstances of the day, I am going to make sure I shorten the distance of resistance of the interference, the bad behavior that stops me from my potential. And then finally, develop a plan to focus on energizing activities and minimizing draining ones by knowing the activities like sleep, which is there to energize you with recovery and access to information, or the exercise, the health, or the people that are relative to you, or the stability and ease of your finances and your faith. Develop a plan to focus on the energizing activities, minimizing the ones that are interfering with it. The takeaway from this chapter of surrounding yourself with the right people, playing on the right team and playing the right position on that team, according to subject matter, topic, or expertise of pursuing your potential. The brain gets the dose of happiness by pursuit, not by being happy. That's why they got the movie wrong with Chris Gardner. It's not the pursuit of happiness. Happiness is the pursuit. It's actually biochemical. Dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins are released when you are pursuing your potential. It is only added to the desire that you must be what you can be. Utilizing this philosophy, strategy of surrounding yourself with the right people. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, as Jim Rohn said, except for he forgot to say that it's according to subject matter, topic, or expertise and the position that you desire in order to get you into divine direction, divine detours, and divine time. It's not just the five people. What if you're at home with your kids all day? I hope you're not the aggregate of the five people that you spend the most time with. I hope that according to subject matter, topic, and expertise, you are. By consciously, intentionally doing, saying, thinking, feeling, believing who you are spending the most time with and what position you want to play within the context of that team. And by removing the interference, the quote unquote dicks, a dick is someone that has bad behavior or is interfering with your good behavior. You create an environment that is conducive to expansion, aggregation, acceleration, to the compounding of the coincidences, consequences, results, and outcomes that you desire in order to be passionate, purposeful, and profitable, to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. In the chapters ahead, we will explore every single Wednesday how to align your entire universe, your environment, your ideas and actions to further amplify and accelerate and aggregate the divine direction to allow the divine detours to occur to put you in a better place, a better position than you used to be in. And most importantly, for you to live the human experience in the realm of divine time. Surround yourself with the right people. Elevate your vibration, your frequency, your neighborhood. Build a community of aligned energies that want to help you and know people that can help you, that will buy from you and sell for you for life. And I promise you, this great truth will allow you to don't do business with dicks. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate the opportunity to train on surrounding yourself with the right people. Remember, be kind to your future self and do good deeds. Thank you, everyone.